This is Crick Info Audio.
You're listening to Crick Info Audio, and I'm Siddhartha Vaidyanathan, live from Kingston. It was a strange sort of press conference at the end of the first day of the fourth test here at Sabina Park. One captain, Rahul Dravid, thought that the wicket was a strange kind of track and hoped that his bowlers could hit the right areas to get West Indies all out in the first innings.
That's what I said. I mean, it's probably a score which we'll have to fight with, but we'll have to bowl well. I mean, it's not a score that we would have been, we're happy with, no doubt about it, but it's a score to fight with, there's no doubt about it. I mean, it's at 91 for 6. We fought back well to get to 200. So we've got something on the board. It's just important how we bowl now. So if we bowl well and we can restrict the West Indies to a decent score, then we have the advantage of batting third and forcing the West Indies to chase the target in the fourth inning. But the key really is that we bowl well tomorrow.
Dravid was also tremendously satisfied with his own personal knock. He likened his innings to the 76 he had made at Wellington late in 2002. But at the same time felt that the rest of the top order could have done much better.
One of the most challenging innings, very satisfying as well. I mean, when you sort of in conditions like that and you had to fight hard for runs, it gives you a lot of satisfaction as well. That's just a pity that I got out towards the end of the day. It would be nice to be not out at the end of the day. So it's, one of the things I got a 70 in Wellington as well and against New Zealand on the first day wicket and gave me a lot of satisfaction. I guess when I look back on this one, my pure batting, I think it will give me a lot of satisfaction. I guess you can look through a batting order when the team's got out for 200, and I guess there probably will be a couple of bad shots here and there, but I mean, that would be sort of, hard to pick out things. I guess in the end of the day, when you get out playing bad shots, I mean, in the end, batting's, that's what batting's about. I mean, it's very rarely that people get you out. Generally you get out playing a poor shot or making a mistake. So I'm sure there were mistakes made during the course of the day, but I think we could have got a better batting effort than we did today. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I'm not saying that we batted well, but it was not the easiest conditions as well.
Dravid was also all praise for the grit shown by Anil Kumble. And he said that despite having limited ability, Kumble had shown what a terrific battler he was.
I just really admire Anil's courage and determination with the bat. I mean, he's really, showing a lot of our, players, showing a lot of the batsmen and some of the lower order batsmen, just with his attitude in difficult situations. He's come in and batted really well for us. Just shows the mentality of the cricketer. I mean, just shows... Not the most gifted of batsmen, but with his limited ability, I think he maximizes it amazingly. And he's always fighting. It's great to have him. When you're batting with him, that he's not going to let you down for effort, and he's going to hang in there and come what may, he's going to really fight. And that's a great thing to know as a batsman and for your team. So, yeah, it's great. It's just terrific to see Anil scoring runs for us and really fighting it out. I mean, that sets a great example and. It shows a lot of people, in the dressing room, what test cricket is all about.
Brian Lara, on the other hand, hailed his bowlers for a Herculean effort to get India all out on the first day. Lara felt that the new ball was what did most of the damage and said that the pitch eased out once the ball got a little bit older.
I think it was a great effort by the bowlers. Actually, a Herculean effort in such a pitch, and you set the game up pretty well. How we wanted it. I think most importantly, we have to think about batting once. There is so much time left in the game, barring bad weather. And it would be great if we can get out there and not just bat all of Saturday, but all of Sunday as well, and put ourselves in a really strong position.
The pitch itself, it did have some bouncer over your pace, but it at least helped your bowlers a little.
I think the new ball, was the major factor. I think you saw what happened with the new ball. The ball did do something. But, after you get to 40, 50 overs, you realize the likes of Kumble, you really didn't look troubled at all. And I still think that the effort from the bowlers, more than anything else, really created the position to be in. And, hopefully the pitch can deteriorate some more on 40 and 50, but I know it's going to be a very hard task, getting the opposition out again. So we've got to make sure and give ourselves enough time.
Lara urged his batsmen to have a good knock in the first innings. He didn't want to bat more than once and hoped that his side could bat for two full days.
We want to bat for as long as possible. 2 days of batting would be ideal for us. I mean, if you got 2 days left and we can't bowl the opposition out, then you don't deserve to win. So we are taking aim at batting for a very long time, and you know, the guys are thinking that way as well. You know, I think it's a pitch where, you know, you see off the new ball first 15, maybe 20 overs, and I think it's a run feast after that till the other new ball. So you know, we'd be definitely targeting that.
Lara hailed the efforts of Jerome Taylor, the local boy who took his first 5-wicket haul in tests. Lara said that he had always had faith in Jerome's abilities.
I think Jerome Taylor deserved his success today, and we all knew that. You know, you look at his stats, and it's not that impressive. But the guy is an outstanding youngster, and he's definitely a promising fast bowler. You know, from the very first test match I saw him played in St. Lucia against Sri Lanka, I thought very highly of him. He didn't take any wickets in that match. And, you know, I knew that, you know, unfortunately he's had problems, periodical problems with injury. But if he can, you know, pass through that and play test cricket for some time, you're going to see a youngster come out to fruition. And I think today it shows how much talent he has and what a great prospect we have in the future.
Hope you enjoyed listening to Cricket Info Audio. Please do send us your feedback or comment at audio@cricinfo.com. And for more audio feature, log on to cricinfo.com/audio. This is Siddhartha Vaidyanathan signing off from Sabina Park in Kingston. The Calypso music, by the way, hasn't stopped playing.
This is Cricinfo Audio.